That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show?
Don't feel bad.
Neither did we. Catch up with podcasts.
Available on the Todd and Tyler app.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is from Amanda Blomark. that guy has... that's actually his email address,
Still haven't figured out the heritage of that last name.
Yeah. We know what it means. Yeah. We know what it means, one of the heritage of it, right?
Right.
We all know that Tyler's the coolest guy in the room. I need some cool advice. I know the general rule is
probably
a
have
show.
Someone else read this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Then I'll answer it.
You don't want to tout that you're the coolest guy in the room.
Good point.
Everyone else should tout that you're the coolest
That's
guy.
That's true.
In the room.
I say it sounds too cool. Right.
The general rule on the show is you don't wear a shirt from the band you're seeing in concert, but he's in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Rolling Stones. Tyler, is it cool for me to wear a 12-year-old Stones tour shirt?
Yes.
Which one would that be?
Well,
I'm trying to think of the tour of 12 years ago.
Oh, God, who knows? That's fine. I think that's fine.
Yeah,
I think that's fine.
He's going to the show.
I don't really care so much about that anymore. I think the buying the brand new one there, the problem is that people buy those right there and they put them on because you don't want to carry stuff.
Well, they put them on over their polo shirts. Yeah.
Well, that was the Eagle one was hilarious.
That's the problem. You put them on with your over the polo shirt.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for a while, and Pearl Jam's doing it again this tour that just started.
Yeah,
they have merch trucks outside the venue.
So you can drop back off.
That are open up. They open up at like 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
So you can go there, get your merch, and take it back to the car.
There is nothing worse than getting something handed to you somewhere because it's just, Jesus.
What am I going to do with this?
I mean, it's just the way it is, you know.
Especially inside a venue for a concert.
Right.
You want to travel light.
You got to carry a bag around with you the whole time, you know, but that's what people do, you know. Yeah, that's cool. It's just Stones, wherever you want, you know.
That was the 50
the original.
And counting tour.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
2012 to 2013.
They were in Glendale last night. I saw some audio.
I'm surprised the Stones aren't doing something like that. Like, you know, it's like Metallica is doing the pop-up stores in the cities they go to. They've got the muscle to do some outdoor venues or, you know, merch trucks and stuff outside.
Now, when we were talking to the dude from Chris Porter, who's a guy from Shinedown, right?
Zach Myers.
Zach Myers.
Those bands, that's their main revenue stream anymore. He mentioned that. We're a traveling T-shirt salesman, he said.
Yeah.
But the Stones and bands like that are all sitting on $600 zillion. So they still sell gear, but it's not about making the next gas payment.
Do they need one more semi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize until recently that, you know, venues took a cut of that.
They do.
Like a big cut.
They do a big cut. A big cut.
Like,
right?
Like a third or something.
It's crazy.
Of merch.
Of merch. Yeah. Even for the opening band that's on at 6:30 for 25 minutes, they take a cut of their merch. That's kind of why T-shirts and stuff are so expensive because they got
to
push up the prices.
To make any money off of me, right?
To make any money because the venue takes a cut.
I was at McDonald's with my kids, and a guy from the drive-thru was told to park and wait. He came in screaming, taking his food was too long. I yelled, shut up, from the back corner. My kids told me to keep it quiet. Love embarrassing the kids. After he left, I went to get more napkins. I saw a guy with two teen boys. He said, we could have taken them. Everybody wants to fight.
Yeah, you don't know if he's packing, though.
You don't know if he's packing,
that's
man.
The thing.
Yeah. You don't know if he's packing.
You're better off just minding your own business.
You are, man. All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
And you can't defend yourself with a Swiss Army knife anymore. They went woke.
What's the key ingredient missing in a Swiss Army knife now? The corkscrew?
The blade.
Yeah, they're taking
the actual knife.
Yeah.
They're taking the blades out. There will be no knives. And some you can still get the knife.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're basically just making a Leatherman.
Yeah, that's it.
But even the Leatherman has a blade.
Yeah, and they said the main reason they're doing this, they said in England and certain Asian countries, you're not allowed to carry a knife.
Right.
They said if somebody's like a cyclist or whatever, they still want the rest of the tools that are on there to fix their bike or whatever. You could do that.
Yeah. I'd be curious if you could bring that on a plane.
Probably not. The corkscrew could see you juggler right
the
there.
Tweezers.
The tweezers.
Yeah. I lost a perfectly good Leatherman multi-tool to TSA once.
What are you going
to
do with that? You thought you were going to get through?
I just forgot it was in my bag.
Todd and I were in line at a TSA in Dallas once. A guy in front of us asked the guy, he had a pocket knife on him, and he goes, can you mail this to me? And the TSA guy looked at him and said,
no.
It's one of those looks like, dude. Now, really, I said, can you mail it? Yeah. Dude.
You
and then
moron.
He just threw it in a big pile of crap.
I had a hiking backpack. You know, one of those hydration packs, and I had forgotten to remove the Swiss Army knife from the hydration pack, and they let it through.
Yeah.
I was surprised. When I put it down there, it's like, oh, no, that didn't say anything.
You leave bullets in there, Turks and Caicos, you're still hanging out there.
Yeah.
Those dumbasses.
By the way, that wasn't one dude. That was like
more than one.
I saw a story.
Guys.
There was like four people in the last year or so that have been busted with that in that same scenario.
I'm glad
that
came back
scenario.
Up because I agree with you. It sounds harsh. We talked about that, but then I started thinking the people bitching the most are also the people saying that Brittany Griner should have known any weed.
Yeah, you know the rules.
It's the same damn thing. It's the same thing,
it's
man.
Exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same thing.
It's harsh
and
both ways.
If you're going to argue, it's hard. I think it's harsh both ways. You're right.
Yeah.
But you know damn well a lot of those people think it's harsh to have a couple bullets, but weed is bad. You know?
Well, that's because everyone probably has a couple bullets laying around, but no one should have any weed laying around. They just don't get the lifestyle.
Well, you have to see the race of the offender before you form an opinion.
Oh, that was it.
Well, that too. But, you know, for a
big,
lot of
tall,
people.
A tall black woman with a low voice, you got to hate her, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's people that you know, carrying around bullets is no big deal, and there's people that carrying around some weed is no big deal. It's the same thing.
What was weird about the bullet one was that those guys flew down there and TSA missed it.
On the way down there?
TSA missed it on the way out of the United States. Now, do I think those guys should spend 12 years in jail? No, I don't. But I also thought Brittany Griner shouldn't have been there for 6-8 months either. You know?
But at the same time, educate yourself when you're traveling internationally.
Yes.
And you're right. They don't want guns. They don't want bullets. They don't want anything in the Turks and Caicos because they want to be a safe community. Good for them.
Just, you've got to travel with your lucky bullets.
But investigate the culture if you're going somewhere else. And then
the laws.
Respect the culture.
Right.
Yeah, the U.S. Embassy in the Bahamas has issued a travel warning to people going to Turks and Caicos. Hey, shake the bullets out of your backpack before you get on the plane.
Backpack. Right. God, what if somebody just shoves one in there for you? Man,
well,
I don't have bullets in the house.
You could really mess with somebody.
Todd, if you identify your worst enemy, that's the way to go. Just slip a couple of bullets into their backpack before they head to Turks and Caicos.
That'd be so brutal, though.
Your work is done.
Because saying they're not mine ain't going to work.
Nope.
You know?
Nope. Yeah.
And spending the rest of your life waiting for your worst enemy to go to Turks and Caicos.
But yeah,
maybe a fruitless endeavor.
But keep it in your back pocket. You never know. You could play the long game on this one. Wait,
it
you're going
beautiful.
Where?
It looks really like a beautiful place to be.
Like that means I'd have to keep a track of my worst enemy. I just don't have the energy for that anymore.
Yeah. You're just, and by the way, how are you showing up at your worst enemy's house with a bullet in your pocket? Hey, where's your luggage at?
Which one of these backpacks do you take on the plane?
I haven't seen you in a while. Where's your luggage?
Nothing shady about that.
No, not at all, man.
Yeah, on the surface, the headline of, you know, the Swiss Army knife will no longer have a knife seems dumb, but then you realize they make like 400 different products.
Yeah, and what's in a Swiss Army knife besides the knife?
It all depends on the size of the knife.
Oh, name
it.
A nail file.
Name it. Scissors.
Saw.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Everything. Okay.
There's a bunch of things on there that I'm not quite sure what their function is. Right. Like the little hook thing. What do you do with the little hook thing? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not looking at a Swiss Army knife right now.
Oh, they make some huge, really expensive Swiss Army knives.
This one has 73 functions.
Yeah, and it probably costs about $300.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, this one's like a whole pair of pliers flops out of there.
Yeah, a little Allen wrench set.
Now. Swiss Army knives are woke now, you know.
Oh, yeah, I see the little hook, Todd. What the hell is that for?
I've yet to figure out. Well, I think what I did was I carried something with it. Yeah, you know, I used it as a handle.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that was the function it was designed for. Otherwise, I can't figure out
like
how to use for it.
With somebody's hand, that kind of hook?
No, it's just this little tiny metal hook.
Okay.
It doesn't even look like it's big enough for doing that. I don't.
Maybe it's to hang up your knife.
This one with 73 functions has two hooks. And it looks like it has like a little flat like boat oar that you could put Coke on.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, here, on this one I'm looking at, Todd, it's it's identified as multi-purpose hook. So they don't even really specify what the hell it's for.
Use it for stringing fishing line or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you need it to be, it'll be.
I like to string some.
And that's on a $140 Swiss Army knife.
I have noticed that once they wear down a little bit, the scissors on the Swiss Army knife kind of suck.
Were they ever that great when they started out?
At first. You know, when you first buy them, when you first get them new, they're pretty good. I use them for cutting fishing line. But then they start to not function. They separate.
Get dull.
The blades don't touch.
Right.
And it's really hard to get a guy to sharpen Swiss Army knives anymore. And I don't
know
how
to do it myself. Have you heard of powdered caffeine? It's that's snortable. It's called a bump. No, cocaine's called a bump. Been there, Justin, done that. No. Todd and I experimented back in the day. So we know what a bump is, and it's not caffeine. But that's probably a hell of a rush, though, snorting caffeine directly into your bloodstream like that.
Is he legit? Is there?
He says, have you heard the guy's powdered caffeine? It's snortable.
Yeah. And is it 100% caffeine?
I don't. Is it? Have you looking up powdered caffeine?
I'm sure he's just talking about Coke.
No.
No, he's not. No.
He's talking about, it looks like the brand name Bump.
Jesus, they call it. It's actually the name of it. Okay.
Yeah, you put a capital letter on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there it is. There's our website.
Bump Energy Powder.
That's crazy.
Instant energy on demand.
Followed by doctors warn users can overdose on snortable caffeine.
God, it even comes in a little glass vial.
Does it?
Yes.
Perfect.
$10 for a single vial.
Yeah, then that's going to be in your bag heading to Turks and Caicos, too. It's going to take 5 days to find out it's not cocaine, and then you're, you know, in jail.
Oh, God. There's some, they call these Wanna Bump Stim Caps Extreme Energy Pills, 400 milligrams of caffeine.
Man, you got to be careful with that.
Again, that's the daily allowance. That's what they say you should have in one day is 400 milligrams.
I have two cups of coffee every morning. So basically, what is that?
How big's your cup? They say an 8-ounce cup is about 90 milligrams.
Yeah, probably that.
Your travel mug is probably.
It's not full of the. Yeah, okay.
Probably 14 to 16. So I'd say it's probably double. So yeah, you're probably having about between 300 and 400 milligrams.
And that's the normal?
That's for the day.
That's all I do. Yeah. I don't drink.
You're not having anything else later on in the day.
No, I don't drink any. I don't have anything with caffeine the rest of the day usually.
So yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that respect.
Drink 8 or 10 cups of this, and then I got
a couple. I had a couple of vodka martinis last night, but there was nothing. You know.
No caffeine in those.
No caffeine in those, man. Yeah.
Couple more cups and
pure gold.
Gonna go see the cardiologist today.
Yeah, that's good. Good move.
All right. Gary Curtis, a little later on this morning, gonna be in the studio with us. Actor Peter Macon and Tom Arnold, along with his podcast partner, a woman named Monica Casey, is gonna stop and phone the program too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.